This is for you getting around me and my friend last week about being together.
Oh, we had a full conversation to tell you. We had all kinds. Anyways.
Okay, so I think it's time for a musical break.
Cool, guys. And just check out OFC Link for other events coming up in community.
Oh, yeah, before we say that, I just want to mention that there is the 31st annual. I lost it.
There's Jerkfest because I know Jerkfest.
No, there is Jerkfest too. No, but it's the 31st International First Peoples Festival that kicked off August 3rd. So August 3rd to August 11th. So every afternoon, the Buffalo Hat Singers, a group of powwow singers, and Northern Voice, a contemporary drum group, will give impromptu performances. Dan Samojeda will also be joining the performances. So they have a lot of things going on there. So I just want to mention that too because it's a BIPOC thing.
That's right. Dope. Any other events we want to plug before the second break, ladies and gents?
Jerkfest tomorrow.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it's Jerkfest in Toronto.
It's in Toronto.
That's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, cool, but Torres Riley's going to be there.
Hey, really?
Yeah, man.
Okay, yeah. Anything
you want to fly down and have the PJ? We can take the private jet. Go come back.
You got the PJ?
Yeah, I got it. Okay, we'll talk about
that. I think the PJ is this car.
Gina! What the hell?
And on that lovely note, I mean, that's the name. Of his
no,
PJ,
no, she is not invited to the jet. Gina's not on the jet. Take her off the jet list.
I'm gonna be there just now.
Okay, family affair. And on that lovely note, I'm gonna run us into some commercials and then a second musical break.
Pharaoh Hamid Freeman,
Gina the Great,
Kaya,
and Miss Trish, and you are listening to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The Association des Services de Réhabilitation Sociale du Québec is filing a class action suit. If you were strip searched between July 13, 2006 and July 1, 2011, if you were in one of the following facilities, Bordeaux, Rivière-des-Prairies, Roberval, Saint-Jérôme, or the male sector of Quebec City, you may be able to be part of this claim. For complete details, go to asrsq.ca/class action. That's asrsq.ca/class action. Claims must be filed before January 16th, 2022.
Yeah, man. It's my time again. So you can find DJ Bobby Payne on all the socials. At DJ Bobby Payne, one word. You get me, people? Just want to big up all the kings and the queens and make sure you're crowned up on your edge street.
By myself sometimes to give my mind some space.
Sit up!
Yeah, I know that it hurts when I push your love away. I hate myself.
Oh, Lord!
So your heart won't break. Yeah, I know that I made my fair share of mistakes. Whoa! Sometimes I don't know why you love me. Sometimes I don't know why you care.
Oh, no!
Take me with the gun in your grave. Say I'm not going.
Better's way.
waiting at your door. You don't know your worth. All the things I know that you deserve.
Oh Lord.
She like my demeanor, and she look like it. I'm off the diggy.
Fishbone, send shots, bent blocks in the back. Earthquakes and selling. Oh, my send it at. We send a shot, we send it back. All facts, no cap. Put my hat to the back. $100,000 in the back. Look, $11 an hour. Ain't an ultimate. So I'ma go in every store and every strike to see. They tryna lock it up and I'm like, a bet. Cause either way, mommy's still gon' love a kid. I just took 20 from the city, they like, who is you? A lot of talking that they don't really do. I'm about to turn my Air Force Ones into a Gucci shoe. I'm about to turn my Timberlands into a Yeezy boot. My president black, bandana is blue. Got me stripping, got me glistening like I came out the pool. I'm so excited like I came out the zoo. But I shot out the coupe, I got a scope with a clear eye view.
Shorty said she like my demeanor. And she look like a heater. I'm off the she said she like my name.
Yo, hear me a say no man, DJ Police representing me for my brother, DJ Bobby Payne. You know the girl them say them want you stick to them like how they need to stick to the VN. Some of them are walk barefoot, some of them are take bus, some of them are take train. Oh, it's a musical train. Yo, Bobby Payne, you know you're the girl them me and VN, don't?
on the ones and twos. DJ Bobby Payne.
All right, so that was DJ Bobby Payne giving us the second part of the vibes today, and now we have some more vibes, because it's entertainment time with Kaya. Kaya, you weren't here this morning, so tell the people how you do.
So, y'all know me anyways. I'm just like, you know, I'm crazy, so this morning was one of them mornings I was like, listen, I don't know about this parking thing. I ain't coming. I'm going to do my part from home. But then I got a picture from Peace saying that it's parking on the street, so I made it on down here and found a parking in front of the pub, so I'm here, so I'm good. Yeah. I'm here now. I feel like Cameron back in the day when he came out. I'm here now, but we got to problem right now.
he was not at the Verses. No, he did. He did. Cam did come to the Verses.
Okay.
Sorry.
Go ahead. So for those of us who didn't see it, I have one question. Did they do the Hey Ma thing with their feet?
Did they do Hey Ma? I can't even remember.
All right, so let's talk about the Verses battle. The Locks versus...
I'm sorry, Kat. Did we just jump on your thing?
No, it's all good. Okay. No, we always do that. We need to let her talk.
No. No, it's all good. It's all good. So, you know that we do the Verses thing. Mm-hmm. The Locks and Dipset was in the battle.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something. I don't think I've ever seen a Verses that looked like this, but this was a concert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was.
This was a concert. It looked like a couple thousand people in this place.
A couple thousand?
No, that's what it looked like when you see how they had
it. Was at the Madison Square Garden.
Okay. Oh, you guys didn't start off with that.
I didn't know that.
No, it's a huge crowd. I'm talking about when you watch it, go back and watch this Verses. If you see the span of the crowd, how it looked when they turned the lights off and everybody had like these lighter things in their hand. It was crazy. In there.
Okay.
Now, Jadakiss is our new king. We ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna hold you, Jada, but you are the G-O-A-T. Everybody else can hang it up right now for the rest of the year, because Jadakiss came through so strong. He single-handedly annihilated everybody in Dipset. So now... we got some things happening out here in these streets, because they like, no. They done got into a little scuffle and jacked each other up and stuff, because they done snatched Juelz's bandana off his head.
I know.
You know that is gang talk and gang lingo for get that ass whooped. So it not only was it great TV, not only did it make for great entertainment, but... I think that this was one of the more monumental examples on how the Verses, I think, are supposed to go.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great example right here. You're supposed to come out full-fledged, and they did that. So congratulations to the Locks, who tore ass up the other night. Mm-hmm. We are so proud of y'all.
Yeah, and it was a win for hip-hop in general. You know, it was a win for hip-hop. But the Locks crushed Dipset. I have to say, they did.
To me, is when Jadakiss came out and says, "We got Grammys."
We got Grammys!
I know! Yeah. And not Grams?
We got... What's wrong?
They were dissing each other left and right.
Starving.
I seen one of them say, "We have people in here who went to jail to get their teeth done."
Oh, okay.
I was said, "Whoa, okay. They're talking about Juelz Santana."
Yeah,
okay. They went in on each other.
But that's New York. That's Harlem.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's all in fun and games. It wasn't beef and everything. And then at one point, the man, what was the next thing he said? He says, "I rap my songs. You guys are lip singing."
Stop lying to the people. You guys are lip singing. Cut the music out.
To say the least, we are entertained. The memes that came out the next day.
Oh, man.
Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all need to go and get on this if you're not on it, because this is jokes.
Yeah.
I don't care what nobody say. It was great entertainment on every level. Great entertainment.
Yeah.
So proud of you guys.
I like seeing Jadakiss in the pink fur, because I feel he just take it. Just take it, Jadakiss. You have everything. The memes of Jadakiss in the fur, like, who cares?
Oh,
just take it. It's all yours. I know it's good.
Yes. So moving on, we have so one of the things that we need to discuss is Rihanna. Yeah, Rihanna is not playing no games with them right now.
Talk about it.
Okay, so Fenty Beauty came out, and then she has a lingerie line. Now, one thing about Rihanna, she's a trendsetter, and what we're seeing her do right now, differently from anyone else, is that she's using like odd looking models for her line.
Okay.
So these are not your typical models. They're old ladies, they're big ladies, they're very skinny ladies, they're freckles and albinos and you name it. She is all inclusive. And what better way to be noticed, you know, as one of these I want to say a name for it, but I don't think there's a name grand enough for what Rihanna is right now. But Rihanna has just been named officially a billionaire.
That's right. Woo!
So we just want to say that
Black girl magic.
And it pays to be inclusive. Yes. So we need to start looking at that and watching how Rihanna is doing things these days, because Rihanna is not playing. She is leaving no breathing space for the girls, and nobody's safe. Rihanna is coming from all for all your dollars. So work hard, ladies, because this is what time
I
is.
Love
no,
it.
In real life, Rihanna. You know I just love you, bitch. You know I love you, girl. So you did get your money, ma. So you know I love the city girls because I love the good, you know, ratchet early in the morning. Why? why is Young Miami out here with P. Diddy in these streets?
I saw that, and I'm wondering what's going on there. What's happening?
I don't know, but in one of the videos, she's sitting on his lap and she takes a big swig of straight liquor out the bottle, and I think that might mean what she needs to get be able to be with him.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
She in there getting milli drunk. But what are you doing? And you know what? I understand Diddy got that dough, right? But everything that we know about P. Diddy being a womanizer.
Seriously.
And all of his other, you know...
he's a thief, you know, you don't give people their money. Come on, you know.
Alongside of some of the other stuff that Wendy Williams had to say about him. What you doing with Puffy, girl? What is you doing with P. Diddy, child?
Right.
Anyways, I feel like maybe they may feel like this is a good move for her. And even if it's just for publicity at this point, I don't know. Even though I'm like, I'm kind of for it if it means the advancement of her career. So, Young Miami, just hold your head home, girl. And don't be out here fighting girls in the street, because I heard that's how Puffy be having them out here.
Wow.
Goodness.
Not good.
But, since Kanye West's divorce, or since him, I guess them doing, I don't know if they're divorced or
right?
Because now it look crazy out here. He out here begging for her back and all kinds of stuff
is
in the streets. Yeah, I seen a article the other day that Kim is being indignant, and Kanye is like, you know, please just take me back. I don't know how true
really?
That is, but
okay.
He's definitely showing some signs of psychosis at this point. He's walking around with his grandmama pantyhose on his face, and he say that keep paparazzi from recognizing him.
Oh,
Kanye,
no.
You got on a knee high.
Oh, man. No one else is wearing that kind of
hair. Gotta go seek some help.
Kanye, you have a knee high.
Oh my goodness.
We can see you. Kanye.
No, I feel bad for him. We gotta go.
But,
Kanye, go get
but
him
I'm gonna tell you about something about this genius. We know that Kanye is a musical genius.
Right.
And maybe there's a method to his madness.
Okay.
But with this new look and get up, Kanye West sells out over half of the tickets for the second Donda studio show in 1 hour.
Of course.
So Kanye West is going to be looking at some serious money. If he can, mentally, if he can keep it together and make it to the shows, hey.
They're going to be lit.
He's going to be very, very wealthy. On top of wealthy. Mm-hmm. So I'm happy for you, Kanye, and I'm happy that you're out here making moves despite that your heart may be broken right now. Keep going, King.
I wonder what it's like to meet Kanye, though. Like, you know what?
I know.
Because I'm wondering, you know, like, to meet him, to have that conversation. Like, is it a facade? Like, is you know, like, as you just said, is a gimmick?
He's Gemini.
In? And he's just like, yo, when you meet him, he's like, nah. Like,
yes, he's a Gemini.
He's Gemini. Like,
so I know.
Watch how he's Trish said it. I'm Gemini too, Trish. me
you're a Gemini woman. I know.
Gemini men are definitely
please.
Different.
I won't even get into it.
I know. To my friend out there who's Gemini who's listening right now, don't be mad at me, man. Sweets, don't be mad at me. Gemini men are something else, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Holla at a Virgo, though.
Oh, nope, gosh. Don't do that either.
Oh, no.
Don't do that
You know
either.
What? If you're a Gemini woman, If you're a Gemini woman, get you a Virgo man, because Virgo men do pedicures, they rub feet, they do all kinds of stuff. Yes, they're very doting on their women. But you know what? Only thing about Virgo men, they'll end up leaving you for their mama.
Hell yeah.
If his mama calls, he in the grocery store doing groceries for his mama and sitting and waiting for his mama to make his favorite pastries and stuff. You just want to kick him in the neck.
Oh,
I'm not getting into my stuff with Virgo.
I don't even know what to say. Like, I'm a Virgo. I love my mom, but I'm just, like, I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting
into none of these conversations about these signs,
Speaking about Virgos, won't you come and just chill with a Virgo? Nas, who is a Virgo,
he sure is
dropping his album King's Disease 2.
Okay.
Now, I did not hear about this until I seen this headline, right? I didn't know that he had even was going to drop this album. I didn't hear nothing about this, but I'm going to tell you something. Now, we talked about Jay-Z and Nas making amends and dropping an album a couple of months ago, and I felt like that was part of, I feel like Jay-Z got something to do with this.
Okay.
I feel like he's going to be behind, like, pushing Nas back up into where he's supposed to be.
Okay.
Because Jay-Z can't do it by himself right now.
Mm.
I feel like at this point he stayed away for too long to kind of do it on his own. So bringing back Nas might be one of the smartest moves, but I think that this is what I'm looking at right here. But he has some specific song titles and stuff that I'm just like, okay. He has The Pressure. So, and we do know that Nas is Pressure.
He sure is.
So we better watch out. But he has a song called Death Row East.
Mm. Oh.
Okay.
Mm.
It's gonna be heavy. Nas always comes with it. Nas always comes with it, though.
The title, though.
I'm gonna tell you, Suge Knight gonna wanna fight.
I'm saying.
Suge Knight gonna wanna fight. Death Row East, you wanna fight.
And do what?
Well, you know,
but Suge Knight in jail. Because he's in jail.
That don't mean nothing. He can stretch his arm so far.
Right.
He would smack me off his chair right now if he just think about it.
I know.
I would just fall off the chair.
As a matter of fact, he should applaud it.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, why should he applaud it?
Because keep in mind, right now Death Row is dead.
Okay.
You know, the label is gone.
All right.
So somebody, like, to I guess it's an homage. I guess that's what it is.
Yes.
And keep in mind that right before Tupac passed away, they were talking about that doing the Death Row East.
Jesus. Know?
So to me, I think it's dope.
Okay.
In my opinion.
Mm. Right? Yeah, I can't wait to hear it. EPMD2 is one of the names.
Okay.
And EPMD and Eminem are actually on the song. I'm stoked. I can't wait. He got Lauryn Hill on the album.
Really?
He got Lauryn Hill. You know how hard it is to get Lauryn Hill to sing one straight line right now?
He got that rapport with Lauryn Hill.
Yeah, it's true.
I understand. You know, people got a rapport with me, but it don't mean when you start saying certain things to me that I ain't going to cry. Lauryn Hill has been very, very hard to get to perform with anyone else, for anyone else,
right.
Do anything for anyone else lately because of her mental state. And I hope that my sister is in a great place right now. But she's doing an album with Nas.
Yeah.
They're putting her right back to If I Rule the World.
Imagine.
I'm going to tell you something. Yeah. I think this is the comeback album, y'all. So I need y'all to look out for Nas because I think Nas is bringing it all the way
back
to us.
I'm
and
excited.
I think this puts us back at start one. Like, let's start back. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, when's it come out?
I think it's to be released. Just says upcoming. It doesn't say when.
Don't tease us. They still working on it. That's why.
You had me at EPMD.
Man.
You guys had me at Nas. Stop it.
That's what I'm saying.
Nas, I'm buying everything. I'm supporting everything. Nas all day.
I just got one last thing that I'm leaving out the door with because I talked about it the other day and I'm gonna leave out the door with it. So I just want to talk about Ice-T Baby a little bit. Yeah, I know. Everybody know. People don't want to talk about kids. That's why I'm coming to do my open mic night with Big Will, so I can say what I want to say about people children. I'm gonna make it into a joke, and we just gonna talk about it. But I'm gonna tell you something. This is what the problem is for me. And see, I didn't realize this before. The child, I think, is just miniature, but the child is 5 years old and she's still breastfeeding.
Yeah,
she's still breastfeeding. She's five now. There's a problem right now. So they say, newsflash, we do feed Chanel food. She just likes to suck mom's breast every now and again. Me too.
That's exactly what he said.
That's disgusting. Stop
Picking it. 5 years old, all right?
That's exactly what he said.
That's disgusting.
That's exactly what he said.
Mr. Ono Nasty.
That's, yuck.
Yeah.
I know where.
Listen, the kid is five, okay? She chews, she masticates. Mekanyam food. She has to go to school with other kids. When does she get to get booby?
There you go.
I don't know. Sometimes I think the lines are skewed a little bit, and I'm not gonna, I don't. Let me tell y'all, ladies who's out here breastfeeding right now, don't come for me.
Right.
Don't come for me.
Nothing wrong breastfeeding.
No. Breastfeeding is wonderful.
Exactly.
But when the child starts to, I feel like at this point, when the child says, I don't want to do that anymore, and I want booby, it's like, excuse me?
Right. Excuse me?
Yeah. No, I'm not. You're not getting boob no more. Are you crazy?
No.
When you can say, I don't want to do that, mommy. You say, no, I don't want to do that, baby. We're going to cut each other off. Yes, you know that's how kids do it. You know they be getting all deep voice with you. No, mommy.
Can you say
it? You know, I hear the people them spoil pitney them out in the metro. No! I'm like, wow.
I didn't know the children that have deep voices.
Yes, that's how they talk to their parents when they're serious. No, mommy.
Wow. You guys are making me cry.
No, but you see, I think because it's the mom's mental state as well. Something wrong. Like, you can't think that's normal.
Something's not right there. It's something's like not quite right.
No, the child. I'm looking at these pictures. This is a grown child. I thought she was driving the car just now.
Wow.
I was like, is she driving?
Well, that's just because she looked like her daddy so much that she looked like a 50-year-old man.
Wow. It's true.
She just looked like her daddy.
Wow.
Just like him. I think she might got gray hairs and everything.
Wow.
She should not be breastfeeding. Wow. It's all we're saying. She should not be still breastfeeding. That's all we're saying.
First of all, how is her mama making breast milk? Ain't she 50? What is that?
Yo, I wasn't ready for this, Mara. Kaya, you didn't mention one thing, and I'm surprised you didn't. Talk about the baby.
The baby
and his comments on stage.
Oh yeah, but last week we addressed the homophobic.
Now he's getting super canceled.
They're saying super canceled, but I can tell you that I believe that this is an act. Actually, it's so messed up.
Really?
But I swear I feel like it's a publicity stunt.
Why?
And because I seen some memes about this afterwards, and I feel like they said the baby next year after rebranding, and they got him with a wig on and some lipstick and stuff, and they got Lil Baby and the baby hand in hand at the next concert, and it was Elton John and like somebody else holding hands like this. But I feel like it's a publicity stunt. I feel like he's about to, I think they've needed to find a way for him to end up embracing the people.
Okay.
So I think it was like, first things first, in order for it not to look away, you're going to have to go hard and just get into it with them and then retract. And this is when the people are going to love you, because this is what they do, right?
Yes.
And if you come out wearing a dress in our next movie, then we'll put you in the 1%. So I think that's what's happening with him right now.
So,
I think this is part of the, I don't think that he did this and was just being, he's a smart guy. Do you hear him rap?
Right.
He did not just say that whack stuff just like that. This is a ploy.
Yeah.
And he said it, he didn't even know how to say the words properly. If you listen to his little speech, he's not even saying it like he meant that from. He didn't say it with his chest.
It's almost scripted.
It was like something scripted. He was like trying to say, remembering the words. And if you kind of like, it was forced.
Okay.
I don't believe it. And I believe this is part of the branding scheme in the first place. The agenda, in order to get him on board. So I feel like they made him fake some stuff to make it not look like, oh, you just came and walked right over into the other side in some skinny jeans. But they said, you got to have a fight with them and then come back and redeem yourself. And I think that's what this is.
Big Willie, you were going to say something?
No, but it's like, remember back in the days, Eminem, he was basically also being blackballed for stuff that he said.
Uh-huh.
And then he actually went to one of them award shows and kissed Elton John on the cheek.
Hold on, not just kissed Elton John on
Held
the cheek, but do you remember that prior to, no, after this, the guy who came down from the sky and put his crotch in his face.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was pretty much like he had to eat that as from the industry as a no-no for the next time you think that you're going to do that. Now, everybody laugh.
Mm-hmm.
because this is another thing too. Eminem is white, right? So he's not getting blackballed for doing those things, but they're like, we will make an example out of you, and right. That's what happened.
Exactly.
So
what
I think that we should be anyway. Stay tuned. Stay tuned, y'all. And that's my segment.
Yeah.
Peace.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, man.
That is a lot. All right, so we're going to go into me now. So that means it's movie review time, if you guys can't tell. All right. So, guys, you guys, oh, man. I don't know. I think that, you know, our black and creative melanated directors, we need to make better movies. I'm going to start off by saying
that's
because you know what? Everything ends the same and everything is the same storyline. So today we're going to talk about a movie called Gully. You guys ever heard of it? It's on Amazon Prime. Now, the name is Gully for a reason, because everything that happens in there is just hardcore, absolutely hardcore. And it's just like, but it's for no reason. You understand? Mm. The movie, it leads nowhere. It's very much so all over the place. And it's based off a video game, and none of the characters actually grow or evolve. So, although you want to see them grow and evolve, unfortunately, they don't. You'll like it if you like shock value. So, 1 minute something happens, it goes nowhere. And then the next minute, something happens, and it goes nowhere. Like, it's just kind of like, all right, so, but where is this going, though? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And sometimes, too, in the movie, there's build-ups, like video games, like you reach levels and stuff like that. And then, again, there's nothing. So I basically only clicked this movie because A, I was working. B, I saw actors like Robin Givens, Terrence Howard, and Kelvin Harrison in it. So I'm like, Robin Givens hasn't done a movie in a while. Terrence Howard, I like him. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no, it wasn't good. It's a no for me on all accounts. I mean, it was so bad, you guys, that I turned on the Olympics and watched the whole golf tournament. I don't really watch golf. I don't watch golf at all. There's nothing wrong with golf, but golf is not my thing. So yeah, it would be a no for me if you guys want to ever watch the movie called Gully on Amazon Prime. So just remember that name. Can we post that on our Empower Hour? So everybody knows, maybe not. Yep. It's a maybe not.
I'm on it.
All right. Thank you very much.
Gully, eh?
Mm-hmm. Grab your favorite coffee cup because it's time for coffee conversation.
I'm like Gully.
He's trying to figure out the like, name.
It's not Gully Boy. How do you spell Gully?
G-U-L-L-Y.
Yeah.
Sorry for that. I wasn't paying attention. That's my bad. All right, folks. So today we're going to talk about cancel culture. We're not actually playing a game. We're talking about cancel culture. And what I wanted to ask you guys is, because of anything that has happened recently in terms of our celebrities and stuff like that, have you guys actually canceled anybody? Have you unfollowed people? Have you gone with that trend? And what is your actual basic opinion when you hear like this person is canceled? For example, earlier this year or last year, I believe, we canceled Meja Hype for what we heard about, you know, his interactions with his now ex-girlfriend. I don't know what their situation is, but like with things like that, I'll start with you, Will, because Meja Hype is a comedian.
Yep.
So you knowing that, did you cancel him?
I wouldn't say I canceled him, but even actually before that was happening and everything, I know I was partnering with my Toronto associates and everything. We're thinking of bringing him, and we actually went with Wayardi instead.
Okay.
So I'm not saying that he is canceled, but Meja Hype is not for me. I'm not saying that he's not funny. It's just he's not for me. Like I don't think I could sell him in Montreal. That's me.
Okay.
My opinion.
Okay. Will, Kaya, did you guys cancel him given what you heard? Or did you guys still rock with him? Like, let me know your thoughts and opinions on that whole cancel culture situation.
You know, it's a good question. Like, I'm thinking back when it had happened. It was, I'm trying to think, like, did I officially cancel him? Because it's hard to say I canceled him because I wasn't really rocking before.
Okay, so totally.
You know?
Get it. Totally
so it's not to say, like, oh, it's like, if, like, I wasn't really following too much before, it's just like, okay, I'll follow a little bit less now. But it's like, I wasn't on Meja Hype like that before. So
okay.
I can't really chime in and say I really did
totally
cancel
understand.
Him.
Kaya?
If we're speaking about Meja Hype, no. But I'm going to tell you, cancel culture for me is kind of like, I don't like it. I'm not with it. I don't really believe in it. I feel like just because cancel culture is not equal around the board. Now, if we had equal cancel culture around the board in the industry, then I might be down with that, right? Because we'd like to see some of these, some of our I don't know if you want to say adversaries. Right. I don't know. We want to see some of them canceled for some of the things that they've done, but it seems like black people are always targeted when it comes to cancel culture.
Right.
I'm not with it. And nine, I didn't cancel Major Hype. I didn't cancel R. Kelly. I didn't cancel Bill Cosby because the truth is, for me, when they were presented to me by y'all, y'all never said that they had these issues, that these were the problems. They were just like, buy my product. Right. Well, now that I like the product, you're not finna tell me that that's not what I can enjoy anymore.
Right.
So, sorry. Yeah, and y'all may feel like that about him, and so I might not never see him in a live show, and I might never watch him like that no more, but the stuff that's in my phone, I'm finna listen to it.
Right.
And I'm finna watch it.
So, on the topic of R. Kelly and Bill Cosby now, so I still watch the Cosby show religiously because I like it. Mm-hmm. And no one's going to stop me from watching Bill Cosby. Not at all.
Right.
To the men in the room, what do you guys feel about that? But given that he was accused of, you know what, but R. Kelly
accused and
put in jail. Now taken out of jail. But
right, but his charges were revoked.
They were revoked. So given that these men were accused of sexual, you know, acts and stuff like that, R. Kelly being one of the best entertainers ever, to be honest, one of the best songwriters, singers, all that stuff. Like, when you hear R. Kelly in the club, you know, step in the name of love, and it's your birthday. Because you know it's somebody's birthday tonight.
No, no.
Are you going to that? No,
I can't put R. Kelly and Bill Cosby in the same boat.
Okay, and explain why.
Because it's... And I guess it's just my own personal bias, right? Like, I find Bill Cosby, I never felt Bill Cosby was guilty, right? So that was from the beginning. Like, it just seemed too, like, it was weird, right? The circumstance seemed weird. It seemed like something like that they used to do back in the day. Everybody used to be down. Now, all of a sudden, like, he's being called on it.
A public
race. You know what I mean? Right. Like, that's really what it was. And now, with him being released, it kind of goes to what we were saying before. Like, it really seems like it was more of a bully tactic. Because he was trying to do some things in the industry, and I think people weren't really feeling that.
Okay.
Now, R. Kelly has a different story. Because what's eerie is understanding when you watch the documentary and you see the stories from the girls and stuff like that, and then you listen to the music and you're like, yo, this guy's producing the music while he's doing this. And now it's hard. I can't hear it because my brother, like, we know artists, and artists create from what their life is about.
Right.
So it's like you listen to this long time and then you know what you're doing. It's like, that's nasty, bro. Now I can't even hear you.
Well, if that's the case, right, when we did this winter, right, when we talked about this situation, baby, it's cold outside.
Right.
You know, it's one of those songs that talks about
that's
rape.
We talk about
BBD. Mm. The girl was young. The girl was trying to do me.
Exactly.
You know.
There were just a lot of songs like that.
But we have to know that that's part of the culture. And when they introduce their product to us, they know that these are the afflictions these people have.
Right.
But until it starts to make waves, they don't care because they just want their money. Sure. So don't come to me now and say, okay, well, we're done getting our little change. He's canceled. Get out of my face with that. Because I don't know why you canceled this man. And I don't know now if any of these things that you said is true. Because y'all here overturning convictions and all kinds of stuff,
right,
saying y'all made a mistake.
Right.
I don't come to me with it.
All right.
Don't.
Mr. Paul, you have something to say? Come closer to the mic.
Ditto on what you guys said. That's very true. For Bill Cosby, that's just the way that that industry is, you know?
Right.
It's funny because when you're in business or doing anything with business, you have to be careful of what you portray because society's going to judge you for that.
That's right.
Now, that's the culture of what it was at that time. You know, there's a funny thing that I say, and I say when Hugh Hefner left... A lot of stuff went down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody got called out.
Uh-huh.
Maybe Hugh Hefner had the books on everybody.
Right.
It's just a speculation, but you know, this is just something to think about.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was his house they were doing all the dirt at, right?
Exactly.
So he steps out, he exits stage left,
yes,
and then all of a sudden, all of these different things start coming out and pouring out the woodworks.
Exactly.
Okay.
And everybody's going down, no matter what producer you were, no matter what. What happened to Bill Cosby, I think, was unfortunate because Bill actually wanted to do something for the community.
Yeah. Right.
He wanted to get, you know, like, say, for example, this is why this is so great, this radio station, and what you guys are doing here, because you need to have a balance.
Mm-hmm.
When you're having everything just coming from you by media, just one way, you know, and you don't have anything to balance it from, you can be in a very dangerous position.
That's right.
So this is it.
That's
so.
What you want to say about yeah. that. Okay, and now my last celebrity that I'm going to point out, who is also somewhat canceled, Ellen. Ellen was canceled for treating her employees like doo-doo, for lack of better words. And a lot of them were melanated employees, and they were underpaid, and they weren't paid, and so forth. Being someone like Ellen, who says, you know, be kind to one another and all this kind of stuff. When you guys heard that Ellen was canceled, tell me what you guys thought about that. Because she's the Miss Kind, be kind to one another. And then after you hear this thing about Ellen's not treating her employees right.
Yeah, the thing with Ellen, I have to be careful what I say.
Yeah.
So the Ellen, I think it was about time Ellen got canceled anyways, personally.
Okay, expand on that.
Because I still find it weird that no one addresses the fact that her background is that crazy rapist guy that was, that disappeared when he went to jail, didn't really die. They said
Jeffrey Epstein?
Epstein. Right.
That's his name, Jeffrey
Thank
Epstein.
Thank you. So, Jeffrey Epstein, her background is his house. You never realize that, eh? If you look at the background of her show, it's his
okay,
it's the
I
front of
this.
His house.
So, he's actually showing me this now.
Epstein Island is on the background.
You guys didn't realize that, eh?
Wow.
You see, I'm like, so... Like,
we are opening some education.
Look, that's the front
wow.
of
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm... So, like...
Okay.
So,
okay.
I'm like, why...
Oh, that says a lot.
That says... These people are sick, okay, guys? We're dealing with a sick Hollywood industry, okay, guys? So, there's no, like... there's no flukes, no coincidences. That's her man. That's her boy, okay? Like,
my goodness.
These people are strange, okay? That's what I'm telling you. So, it's like, yeah, she could have been canceled a long time. So, I'm pretty sure she's a devil. I'm sure at work, people are like, yo, it's a facade. On TV, we see nice Ellen. At work, I'm sure she's a devil.
Wow.
Like, I'm not putting it past her at all.
Okay.
And then even didn't she come on a weird like game show that like people have to get hurt, all kind of strange.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, people get scared on her show, hurt on her show.
Weird kind of thing.
You really look at it properly, things like that happen. Anyways,
I'll share the picture on our page.
LA got canceled, Kaya.
You know, like I said, I'm just not about the cancel culture.
Okay.
Y'all knew who she was, all these, but you know what? Why was y'all quiet all this time that she was doing this stuff to people and stuff like that? Let me tell y'all. I think convenience is a word that we need to start looking at why people start doing things and when they do things out of convenience.
Right. Right.
Yes, she was all those things. She was doing all those things. Y'all know, first things first, from the beginning, she probably shouldn't have had that show.
Okay.
Coming out there, dancing like black folks, doing all this thing. Yep. Got black folks out there teaching her how to shuck and jive.
Yep.
I was very, very, from the beginning, I never watched the show at all. I would have to catch a clip on Facebook or something in passing. Because I don't play with her.
Okay.
Not a little bit. But... You know, don't listen to me because they want to call me names and they say I'm against all kinds of stuff in the streets and they be my best friends. But I'm gonna tell you, I don't play no games.
Will?
I wasn't even watching Ellen to start.
Okay, but you know who she is,
of course,
and you heard that
course.
She was canceled. So I'm asking you the contrast of how did you receive that?
To me, I'll let's say like to put into what I know, like for instance the. Ellen, I put it the same way as the running back, Ray Rice, that was a Baltimore Raven. So he got canceled, but he said, I approached my coach with the info, and I kept on playing.
Okay.
But when you guys found out about it, that's when the coach let me go.
Mm.
So you see, like Ellen, I'm sure people around her were cool with it.
Right.
But then when it came to the public eye, now all of a sudden it was an issue. So to me is... Like Kaya says, they knew who she was,
right?
Or not. So, I think it needs to go deeper. It's like.
Her show was winding down anyways.
It was
winding down. We noticed she was coming on to her last leg. Could you imagine that when she says, okay, listen, you know what, this is going to be my last year,
right?
I need another some odd amount of dollars, and they say, come on and bring up the... Y'all got anything y'all want to say about her here in this office?
Yep,
we doing a interview for the people because we want to find out if Ellen deserves this raise that she wants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, she's very rude to us and she curses and she tells us, hey, listen, on a top.
Yeah, but you know, as we're on this topic, whatever happened to all the rest of the celebrities that were supposed to be going down with Epstein before they came up with the COVID stuff? Did that just
go for Pizzagate?
Yeah.
yeah. for Pizzagate.
That just went. That just disappeared. Eh?
Actually, that's what I was saying a couple weeks ago. You know, I was talking about this Pizzagate mm-hmm. thing because yeah. I feel like it is coming back again, full fledged, and we see some things happening right now. Y'all seen a bunch of kids that was found. So Disney at Disney Resort, uh-huh. a bunch of people was just locked up for a sex ring.
What?
All of the employees, a nurse on the grounds.
What?
A couple people, a bunch of men and one woman looked like one black lady, and they're all part of a child sting ring, a child abduction ring at Disney. They all work on the grounds. They're all part of the team that are there that run the park. So we have to know that this same industry, and this is why, one, I've always had a hard time watching television.
Okay.
Even though people say, oh, that's what you're watching?
Right.
I'm either watching documentaries.
Yes.
Or I got a little reality TV I like to watch, but right. I don't watch that TV and stuff exactly. like that, because you can't get my money to go and pick up people's kids.
Yeah.
No.
And this is the same industry that we be looking at for entertainment and stuff like that, that like children and do stuff to people's
right,
kids.
Right.
This is the same industry. This is the same industry that Corey Hart and Corey Haynes said did them dirty, and
absolutely.
The boy went and killed himself.
That's
but
right.
we are a turn cheek society, and while it's convenient, uh-huh. that word comes up, while it's convenient, everybody is quiet while the money is coming in.
Right.
And this is the problem right now. Pizzagate needs to be reopened, re-exposed,
exactly.
because the people them need to go down for the business with the things that they're doing, because
yeah.
they're the reason why, and them, these are the same people that's bringing up this vaccine
mm-hmm.
that want your children to take it so that they don't
yeah.
have kids,
right?
They want it to, because it's going to stagnate their growth, it's going to keep them small for a long time.
Yeah.
They want the grandmamas to go so they can't say, don't you sit that baby on your lap.
Yeah.
They want the mamas to be at work, and if the mamas ain't working, they want all the daddies to not really be daddies. They want the men to come and work at work. They're trying to get rid of the women, and they
agenda.
Want, I'm telling you,
It's a whole agenda.
So,
yeah,
wow.
yeah, you're talking about it.
It's
yeah.
and that's the triple truth.
Agenda,
anyway,
yeah.
I don't got enough time to go into it like I want to, so it's
okay.
a little bit all over the place. But I got a whole lot of information on this, and I do a lot of lives about this. Yesterday, I did a live about this, actually, dressing your children too provocatively and stuff like that. But if you go and look at Sean T, Hip Hop Abs, go and look at his TikTok.
Yes,
Sean T is married to a man, and they have two boy children, twins that
uh-huh.
live in the house,
uh-huh.
and one of the children in the house, and people are making all kind of comments on these different pictures. I even left a comment on it because I'm like, what's this that's going on here?
Right.
But they got one baby in the house like a boy, and the other boy in the house, they got him with nail polish on his fingers and his toes.
Oh boy.
And it just looked like something. Oh, well, it's nail polish is not, it's his choice. He doesn't even know what nail polish is.
It.
He's 3 years old.
Well,
he doesn't know
it.
But why do you got nail polish on the kids? And the people who are watching this from the community, you know, I just feel like, anyways, it's all bad. So because I said, why does the kid have on nail polish? They're calling me a homophobe.
Yeah,
they're calling me a homophobe. But I'm like, why everything that I say that's not gay got to be homophobic?
Well, that's it. So now I feel like with the whole cancel culture thing, I feel like when we express our opinions, we're either homophobe, we're hate speeches are coming against us and things like that, not knowing that we actually don't have to accept everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Respectfully, you know what I mean? To each their own, but we do not have to accept it. It's as simple as that. And we don't need to be against each other because we agree to disagree.
No, but that's not what society's teaching us. Society's
right?
teaching us that anybody who has an opinion that differs from the majority,
right?
Basically, you annihilate them. you know?
That's it. And it sucks,
society.
And we're going down a very bad barrel, but, you know, this is just the way it is. So that's why I want to know what you guys' opinion on cancel culture was, and that was this episode. I mean, this edition, excuse me, of Coffee Conversations. We got 10 minutes left, folks. What you guys want to talk about?
Yo, shoot, you know, as we dove down this rabbit hole, I just Googled this image. I see Ellen had pizza delivered to the Oscars.
Yeah, she did. You
oh
didn't
my
know
God.
That.
Pizza gate.
Exactly.
Pizza.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You guys,
why not God?
Crazy. Sorry.
Okay,
sorry, guys.
And you know what? Honestly, this in plain sight thing has become a thing.
Yeah.
And people feel like if you do it out in public in front of everyone, people may not believe their eyes.
Right.
And what they're seeing, so they'll just go along with it or let
True.
It happen.
Yeah.
And because people will doubt themselves, and that's one thing that these people that are predators know. They understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That we the bystanders are going to doubt our first thoughts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We're not like the cat who runs out in the street and when the car comes we double back.
Right. Right.
We are going to get hit by the car because we ain't paying attention that way. This is why humans get hit, because we just don't think like that. So they're going to think, I am definitely second guessing myself. I did not just see him grab this little child's behind. Right. I did not see that.
Yep.
I didn't see him just
because it's not what we want to see.
Right.
But sometimes it's not what you want to see. It's what you saw. Don't deny it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's what you see.
So this in plain sight thing has become a thing. So I think that we need to turn on our spiritual eyes. I think that's what's happening with us. I think we've become so detached from the Father. And I think that's true. Whatever religion it is that you practice or whatever spirituality you practice, it's one God. And I think that we've become so detached that our eyes are not in tune anymore. But our grandmamas had this thing where they would be like, hey, let me tell y'all something. When Uncle such and such come in the house, come on and sit over here by grandmama because I don't want to have to cut him.
As simple as that.
Yep. But we are not like that anymore. Right. We're trying to be part of this world. Like I said, you know, and inclusivity is good. We're trying to be part of this world that is super inclusive.
Absolutely.
But with that, there comes some rules and guidelines, you know,
right.
And I think that's what's happening. We got to set up the lines appropriately.
Right, and stop giving everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Exactly.
Why everyone must get bly.
Giving everybody the benefit of that because we're so busy trying to be kind to each other, as Ellen says, and all this stuff. Like, and we're blinded by it. You cannot give everybody the benefit of the doubt. It's as simple as that. P, you're going to play a video at the moment?
I was checking to see, if I could. I was trying to remember where I went to cue it up from.
Okay, no problem. But yeah, so we're going to talk about how you guys felt about today's show before P pulls up this video, if he can or not. Kaya, how are you feeling today?
I feel like today was a day. Honestly, I feel like we all came here with an agenda, but the fact that we ended up on this topic, I think that it might be something that is in the air and in part of our energy right now that we know we need to address.
We do.
Winter time is coming, so people are going to be packed up in the house.
Yep.
And it's time to watch the children. Watch the kids. If they start displaying characteristics that are not of themselves, if they become introverted, if they have lack of appetite, I want y'all to start just looking at who they've been around lately and pay attention to the kids.
Pay attention.
And listen to the kids. If I have a second, I could give y'all a quick story. We had a friend at my house one day, and if y'all know me, y'all know I smoke reefer. I like marijuana, and I can say that now because it's legal.
Yes, you can, because it's legal.
But I had some friends over at my house, and one of my homegirls brought her children, and we put the children in the far end of the house in the living room to watch a movie. But we had just tidied up. We lit some candles and put on our ceiling fan, and we went in the back room to do crossword puzzles and smoke. And so the kids keep coming to the door, and they try and say to my sister first, hey, and my sister is like, so her they mama turned around and say, didn't I tell y'all children go and school? Y'all go and sit down. So the children go and sit down.
Right.
So the children come back past the door a couple minutes later and leak their head, and so my sister tries to say something again, and they mama starts screaming. So on the third or fourth time when the children come to the door, I look over, I say, don't run them away again. Y'all, what's wrong? They say, Kaya, please come. When I come, we done put on a ceiling fan, and the candle that we have, like a 5-wick candle, the ceiling fan done made the fire lean over onto the candle, and the candle, this huge 5-wick candle, is melting down into our brand new TV,
into the
wall unit. We got white carpet. It's all in the carpet.
Wow.
The red wax is all in the carpet. And the kids said, well, we've been trying to tell you for the last half hour that the candle, but my mama keeps saying, go back in the room.
Wow.
So I get up, and that day I chastise everyone in the house. And my words to you are the same that I said to her that day. Watch your kids.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Listen to your children when they speak. Stop telling the children showing them that what they're saying is not important.
Talk about
Listen
it.
To the kids.
Right.
Ask the children questions.
Right.
It doesn't have to be an interrogation, but talk to your children.
Please.
And listen to your children when they're trying to speak to you. Learn your children's body language.
That's right.
When you know that it's something that's serious. People need to know this, but they're not paying enough attention to the children. They worried about work and their significant others and bills and all kinds of other stuff. Pay attention to the children.
Let me piggyback off that real quick before you play your video, because you guys know I work with the teens every Wednesday at the Cote d'Ivoire Black Community Center, and children will talk to you indirectly or directly. They will speak.
Amen.
And what they tell me versus what they tell their parents, it's like, Wow.
Yeah.
Parents, you guys really need to pay attention. A lot of these parents these days, like Kaya said, are focused on other things, and one of the other things they're focused on is social media.
Mm.
Guys, y'all gotta do better. Really and truly, because it takes people like me, because it's like I'm their sounding board.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And I'm not even a parent. Mm-hmm. But imagine me, they're comfortable telling me these things, mm-hmm. and they're not able to tell their parents that. So the parents, pay attention. Put down the phone, put down the tablet. Like, take your man don't put any man or woman or significant other before your child. Mm. These kind of things are happening too.
No,
stop. And actually, stop. We gotta break that generational curse, man. Stop that.
I find like right now as parents, like where we're failing, and I could say even for myself, is that we are trusting the technology a little too much. Like,
right.
We are leaving our children at length, like, you know, with their devices.
Right.
Amen. And it's like they have access to the world.
Amen.
You know
yes.
what I mean? So it's like it's something that we have to just do better on. I don't even have the solution. It's not easy, but it's just to say that we can't just leave it, you know, take it for granted. Yeah. You know, he's on his phone or at all hours in the night. It's like, who are you talking to? Because even like I could be on my phone, but I make money on my phone. I have to talk to people regularly.
Right.
So when I see a child and you're on there, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. Like, how can you be on your phone all the time? Who are you talking to?
Even mm-hmm. the video like, games. They're talking to weird people.
That's
these
what I'm saying.
Games.
Right?
Pay
it's like
attention.
Who are you guys connecting to? So guys, yeah, as well, very well said. It's an important topic, and as parents, we can't take it lightly, because the system is going after our children. We said it already,
yes.
because they're trying to impede the future generation.
That's right?
So by any means necessary, they're going to try to distract them. They're going to try to discourage them. They're trying to annihilate our children.
They got them out there now, and now they're using these different tools. And you know, every year a new something comes along to kind of like help with the brainwashing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a thing, right? So like this year we found out there's this whole new thing with young children
uh-huh.
actually sending out nude pictures
yes.
and old people older people buying them. So there's these different sites where they're
week.
Going to right now.
Oh my gosh.
And the young kids, and we know what, there's some kids who are not savvy, right? So they have these other little kids that are savvy and like money, and they already have email transfer and stuff that their parents hooked up for them because they're like latchkey kids.
Yeah. Right.
Well, these are the children that are going and exploiting the next door neighbor's kid, like come
right.
and play with me and taking
right.
naked pictures of yep. them and selling them. So you got to be careful and see what you're looking at and know who these people are that your children are talking to online.
Exactly.
My homegirl's kid just got caught talking to somebody who they thought was a schoolmate, and it was somebody who's actually in the States.
Oh,
so I want us to be careful.
Guys,
Those Roblox and all those things. Anyways, just be careful,
yes.
people.
Ladies and gents, we need to be careful. Everybody quickly plug your Instagrams, your socials before we go.
Strong, firm, bottom. All one word.
Big Will 514.
Go ahead.
Yourhealth.purechim.com.
All right. And OFCCommunity.com.
All things Miss Trish on Instagram and Miss Trish TV on YouTube. Kings and Queens, this was the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. Hopefully you got your dose of entertainment, enlightenment, and empowerment. This episode is possible thanks to the awesome people at CKUT, the OFC, the Pub St. Pierre, and to our amazing team. People, I am Miss Trish. Stay blessed, black, and highly favored.
My hair is kinky, my nose is white, my skin is technicolor. I won't apologize. You peep my aura, you love to glow. Before you touch my shine, just know it ain't my style.
Bidding a good morning to you all, I'm Jerry Goodfriend, welcoming you to Folk Directions, a program of music based in and influenced by tradition, here on CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal, streamed and archived on the World Wide Web at ckutfolk.com.